Can you look back on your life and pinpoint one particular day and say, boy, what a difference that day made? All of us probably have several days in our history that are like that. The day she said yes, or the day you found out that you were pregnant, or what about the day the doctor walked in and said, we've done everything we can do? One day can make a big difference in your life, in the trajectory of your life from that point on. As we've been studying the book of Ruth, I want you to notice that everything that has happened in chapter 2 has taken place in one day. The events of chapter 1 covered more than 10 years in the life of Naomi and Ruth, but chapter 2 was put on super slow-mo to zero in on one providential day in the life of Ruth and Naomi. And oh my, what a difference an ordinary day made. Ruth found favor and was accepted by Boaz. Ruth goes from being a Moabite widow to one of high status in Boaz's field, and it happened in an instant. And today could be the day that makes a difference in your life. Today could be the day of salvation for you, where you finally submit your life to Christ and put your trust in His work of dying for the sins of His people and rising from the dead. Today could be the day that you confess and repent of your sin and discover the joy of salvation. Or, if you're already a believer, it could be the day you say, restore to me the joy of my salvation. This could be the day that defines all the coming days in your life. And I pray it does as you walk with Jesus day by day. When you pray today, please pray for David Marroquin and his family, our missionaries in Guatemala. And also remember the Afrikaans LifeWord broadcast that's heard in South Africa.